Start of inning number two here in this Heartland Conference Championship Series. There is no score between Oklahoma Christian, the designated home team, and Lubbock Christian. Andrew Stossmeister back here at the park at St. Mary's. We're glad to have you with us here for today's tournament event finale. Leading things off for Lubbock Christian will be Olivia Villarreal, the junior, hitting 349 in 50 starts now this season. Has 51 base hits, 43 runs batted in. Six home runs, has one of those here in this Heartland Conference tournament as she looks at strike one from the freshman, Callie Crandall. Crandall this season, and now her fifth appearance against Lubbock Christian. Four starts, she has gone 3-1 this year for Oklahoma Christian as that pitch is popped up. Shallow left field, runners coming in, and the ball hits the ground. Stokel thought she had it. The wind was completely straight down. White was there, but heard somebody calling her off, and that'll get down. And Lubbock Christian will have another base runner. Well, Stokel, I think, saw it and thought she could get to it. She had a long run. She was playing very deep. White looks like she had a beat on it. But it'll become a base runner at first. Credited as the second hit for Lubbock Christian as Olivia Villarreal will be aboard and replaced by a pinch runner for Lubbock Christian. Christina Sines will get out there and run as everybody going over the lineup card. Base runner at first here in the second inning. Again, one of those deals where the wind has been blowing throughout this tournament at times, but that time just straight down. Stokel had a real difficult play and allows a base runner. We'll see how that affects the contest going forward. KK Lopez Liu now will bat. Liu 3-for-11 here in this tournament. First pitch, lookout, is up and in. Might have caught the back of the helmet as she is hit by a pitch for the sixth time this season. And it's first and second. Callie Crandall, 16 hit by pitches this year. And Lubbock Christian has their first scoring chance of this game. Top of the second inning, there is no score. Championship Series, Lubbock has to win twice to claim the championship. Oklahoma Christian needs one win. Crandall, the freshman, has handled the adversity of this tournament in her first year pretty well.
One the other way, kid.
Pitched well on Thursday. As that pitch runs outside, ball one. Kaylee Arredondo. Arredondo in this tournament, 4-of-13, has a triple. Runners in first and second, signs the lead runner. That pitch is down and in. Couple outside the zone for Callie Crandall. We talk about, again, Rogers State when she threw on Thursday. Pitched pretty well. Had success and has been very good throughout the season, but had a hard time finding the strike zone throughout a lot of the game that was pretty tight. As that pitch misses inside, it's 3-0. Morgan DeFore is on deck for the Lady Chaps, residing in the first base dugout here today. Fans, good amount of them out watching here on a sunny day. First game that has started with sun here this weekend as that pitch is called a strike at the knees on the inside part of the plate. 3-1, the count. Top of inning number two, there is no score. A couple of base hits for Lubbock Christian. Inning started off with a little bit of a miscommunication on a base hit into shallow left field. Hit by pitch behind that. Nobody out. Corner infielders are in, and that's going to catch the inside part of Kaylee Arredondo, and the bases are loaded for Morgan DeFore. Morgan 0-for-3 in this tournament with the bases full. Lubbock Christian has done this plenty of times already. And, you know, you look at that, it's a big moment as Shannon Hayes, you know, who I talked to, again, a little bit nervous before this game, which doesn't happen for a guy that has won as many games as he has, 406, former head coach at Texas Tech, who won 30 or more in five straight seasons, you know, came into a situation that, you know, he said he wasn't too worried about, but it's a challenging situation to replace a, you know, longtime coach like Tom Heath was here for. Take over, and obviously the cabinet not bare. He's done a good job having the seniors buy into everything that he has brought with him. Darren and Shannon, longtime brothers, of course, and getting a chance to face off against one another. You know, talk to Darren. Darren was fine. You know, he wasn't too nervous about this moment. He said, you know, hey, I'm excited to be here. You know, he's won this tournament a couple of times. Not a lot of pressure, but there's a great competitiveness between the two of them. Of course, their dad, Larry, setting all of that up beforehand. Larry took over at Colorado Christian. Not sure. They weren't sure if he was going to make it here. His team went out yesterday from Grand Junction. They said he might try to catch a flight, but don't know if he'll make it here or not. Bases are loaded. Morgan DeFore, the hitter. First pitch from Callie Crandall is outside, ball one. Crandall, I thought, in that first game, again, same umpire, same zone, Brad Eberhardt, you know, had some issues against Rogers State. Rogers wasn't able to come up with a number of chances. A lot of people left on base in that game on Thursday. As that pitch drops in for strike one, count is even. 51 career home runs for the right-handed hitting senior, Morgan DeFore. Second most ever in the Heartland Conference's 20-year history. The 1-1 pitch, fouled off, count runs a ball and two strikes. Lubbock Christian has won this tournament twice, 2016 and 2017. They did not make the championship series last year. Oklahoma Christian has been here the last 2 years. They have not won it. Trying to accomplish a lot of firsts and make their first NCAA tournament. Most believe that the team that wins this tournament will be the only team that qualifies from the Heartland Conference. As that pitch is fouled up and out of play on the third base side. There haven't been too many upsets yet, at least across the South Central region. Now, Texas A&M, Kingsville, Commerce, those two teams are right at the top out of the Lone Star. They're playing semifinals today. Colorado Mesa is the favorite and top seed in the RMAC. And then you have the Heartland that make up that region. As this ball is bounced back up the middle, base hit. One run will score. Here comes the throw. It is online, but out of the glove of Schultz, sliding in safely from second base will be KK Lopez, the U. And it's 2-0. Lubbock Christian strikes first here in the top of the second inning on a RBI hit of the middle from the senior Morgan DeFore. Well, DeFore did what you wanted right there. Put the ball on the ground and drive it up the middle and collect what was coming to her with the bases loaded. Gets a couple of runs in. That was impressive for her. And now it's once again runners at second and third for Logan Grondle, the left fielder. Grondle getting a chance to start here has been substituted throughout this tournament. There is nobody out as she looks at strike number one. And a couple of base runners still out there. Arredondo at third. DeFore moved up on that throw. She is at second. Two runs are in for Lubbock Christian. They've got to win twice. And again, their region ranking not in the top 10 before this tournament as that pitch is lifted foul into the second level here at the park at St. Mary's on the third base side. Count runs, two strikes on Grotto. 0-2 officially. He's also been hit by a pitch and walked. Again, has been used more in the pinch. This, I do believe, her first start of the tournament. Her seventh on the year. Crandall ready. The 0-2 delivery is swung on and fouled off. Got the home plate umpire and the catcher, I think. Crandall trying to take deep breaths. Again, 3-1 this year against Lubbock Christian. Came in with 17 strikeouts, still at that same number. Has given up 8 earned runs, but 6 of them came in the loss. The 0-2 delivery is outside. Ball runs 1-2. Arredondo at third, and Morgan DeFore at second with a single and 2 RBIs driven in already. Olivia Villarreal with that single to start this thing off on a miscommunication in left field between the shortstop White and Stokel, the left fielder. As that pitch is waved at and missed, Grotto goes down on strikes for the first out of the inning. Now it'll be Alexa Riggs batting, the freshman in her 49th start of the year. We'll bat right here. No, it's actually going to be Schwarzenberg. Annika Schwarzenberg, who will have the chance to pinch hit. Schwarzenberg 0-2 in this tournament. Both at bats by way of the pinch. The junior getting an opportunity right here to hit. See how she handles it. Schwarzenberg 1-6 this season against Oklahoma Christian. Average at 303 for the backup infielder. Schwarzenberg with 24 runs batted in. Does have a couple of home runs. Two in scoring position. First pitch swung on and missed. Swung underneath that one. Strike one. Top of the second. Two runs are in. The 0-1 delivery misses outside. Count even at one ball and one strike. These two teams did play yesterday, and it was a very good, very close competitive game. A lot of fun to watch it. End up being won by the Eagles of Oklahoma Christian walk-off fashion in the bottom of the seventh inning. Crandall came on in relief as that pitch is fouled up and out of play. Count sits at a ball and two strikes. Eberhardt was the home plate umpire for that game as well. Lubbock had seven hits. Oklahoma Christian had eight. Still early here in this championship series from San Antonio. Top of the second, but Lubbock Christian looking for a crooked spot. The 1-2 delivery is popped up. That'll get up and out of play over the backstop. Count remains at 1-2. Crandall having to really work here early on. Crandall in her 19th start of the year. She has finished eight games. The 1-2. Popped up. Schwarzenberg just got a piece of that one. See if she can see something a little bit different. Well, Crandall's got six pitches that she has worked throughout this tournament. A lot to choose from for the freshman out of Artesia, New Mexico, the 2018 Player of the Year at the high school level there last year. The 1-2 delivery. That's upstairs and the count will even. Lubbock Christian with a two spot here in this inning. Trying to win its third ever Heartland Conference championship in the conference's final season. 2-2 pitch. That rolls in. Ball three. First base is open, by the way. Savannah Wysocki is on deck. She singled back in the first. Three balls and two strikes. Arredondo at third, DeFore at second. The payoff pitch swung on and hit a long way to left. It's foul territory, and Stokel's not going to make the grab. Stokel was running to it. Looked like she had a beat on it, but then kind of slowed up a little bit because if she catches that, a chance to tag up at third for Arredondo and likely score. Wonder if that's what the mentality was. There's one out. It was going to take a great effort to make the play, but if she makes it, probably a run still scores. Trying to put it back in Crandall's hands again as the 3-2 pitch is swung on and fouled off. Good battle going on right now. Count is full at three balls and two strikes. One out, top of the second. Runners at second and third. Crandall looking in at Schultz, a young battery, freshman and sophomore. The 11th pitch of the sequence. On the inside corner, strike three called. Oh, man, that was a close pitch. And Coach Darren Hayes not pleased on the second strikeout of the inning. Schwarzenberg retired back to the top of the order. Now looking for a two-out RBI. Fans not real happy either for Lubbock Christian. You could hear him behind home plate. Clean slate now for Savannah Wysocki. One for one here today. Six for 18 at this tournament. As she swings and pops it up, that'll get out and into the seats on the third base side. One strike. Wysocki has had a lot of success this year against Oklahoma Christian. 11 for 19, couple of RBI. The freshman with 65 base hits, average above 330 right now. Crandall the sign from the dugout, the 0-1 delivery. That stays outside. Cannell even up at 1-1. Wysocki, the seventh player to bat here in the inning. Top of 2-0, Lady Chaps. Crandall, you can tell, trying to suppress emotions as the 1-1 pitch is popped up. That is also going to get into the seats and head towards some of the fans that are sitting out there. Tell you what, everybody's been bringing the umbrellas for the rain the last couple of days. Today they might use them for more of the shade as some are doing so far at the park. Good day for a championship series. Mid-70s in San Antonio. There are clouds around the area, but knock on wood, no rain in the forecast until much later on this evening. The 1-2 delivery is outside. Count goes 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wysocki, named the Freshman of the Year in the Heartland Conference, has led the team all year in triples, tied for first in the NCAA right now. 19, make it 20 multi-hit games as she swings and drives it to center, ranging to her right as Hunter Strickland, the senior. She makes the grab, and that will end the threat. Two left to board, but Lubbock Christian scores twice, and they take the lead 2-0 in the middle of the second inning between Lubbock Christian and Oklahoma Christian. This is the 2019 Heartland Conference Softball Championship Series from San Antonio, Texas.